Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to In the Studio with your girl, Linus, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. Well, I'm so glad that you're joining us, whether around the world, in the chat room, or on the phone. For the month of June, we'll be doing several interviews with professionals and the public, so stay tuned and listen or watch for announcements about upcoming shows for the week, which you will find on the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net. As always, we have sports, news, music, lifestyle, politics, and current stories, so you can hear the show by the next day if you miss the regular broadcast. And all, you know, also always go to the website on the front page of theessenceofsuccess.net. As you go toward the bottom, you'll see the past show and the newest show, so it gives you opportunity to hear both, okay? And if there's a subject or topic you'd like to see discussed, contact us or leave us a message. Now, you can either go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, or you can go to the Facebook page, which is the Essence of Success Network. So tonight, we have got a full hour. We're going to talk about, first thing, I ran across this story and it just perturbed me, but anyway, about what's causing kids to have autism. And then we're going to talk about Jamie Foxx. He got accused of slapping a woman with his tallywhacker. We're going to talk about Bill Cosby and Camille. They're now separated. And Robert De Niro, his send-off to Trumps. And we're going to talk a little bit about television, the show Lucifer. And in finance, we're going to talk about that $1.4 trillion surplus. And, of course, last but not least, NFL Earl Thomas for the Seattle Seahawks. Okay, so we're going to begin the show. Boy, I tell you, I didn't know things were so slow. We're going to begin the show to talk about this autism. So half of all children, well, let me just start it off. Glyphosate, and I'm going to tell you how that's spelled so you parents will know. G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E. Herbicide. Glyphosate herbicide will cause half of all children to have autism, at least by 2025, warns research scientists. Evidence point to glyphosate toxicity from the overuse of Monsanto's Roundup herbicide on our food. For over three decades, y'all, research, biology, and technology over the years, publishing over 170 scholarly peer review articles. In recent years, Dr. Stephanie Senoff has concentrated on the relationship between nutrition and health, tackling such topics as Alzheimer's, autism, cardiovascular diseases, as well as the impact of nutritional deficiencies and environmental toxins on human brain. Now, at a recent conference and a special panel discussion about GMOs, Stephanie took to the audience by surprise when she declared, at today's rate, by 2025, one in two children will be autistic. She noticed that the side effects of autism closely mimic those of glyphosate toxicity and presented data showing a remarkable consistent correlation between the use of Roundup on crops and the creation of Roundup early GMO crop seeds with rising rates of autism. I've always said that I knew it was in the food. I've always in the food or the air, but I more or less believed in the food. Children with autism have biomarkers indicative of excessive glyphosate, including zinc and iron deficiency, low serum sulfate, seizures, and mitochondria disorders. A fellow panelist, reporter, that after Dr. Stephanie's presentation, all of the 70 or so people in attendance were squirming, likely because they now had serious misgivings about serving their kids or themselves anything with corn or soy, which are nearly all genetically modified, y'all, and thus tainted with Roundup and its glyphosate. Dr. Stephanie noted the ubiquity of glyphosate's use because it is used on corn and soil, all soft drinks, candy sweetener with corn syrup, all chips and cereals that contain soy fillers have small amounts of glyphosate in them, as do our beef and poultry, since cattle and chicken are fed GMO corn or soy. Wheat is often sprayed with Roundup just prior to being harvested, which means that all non-organic bread and wheat products would also be sources of glyphosate toxicity. The amount of glyphosate in each product may not be large, but the cumulative effect, especially with as much processed food as Americans eat, please, could be devastating. A recent study shows that pregnant women living near farms where pesticides are applied have a 60% increased risk of children having an autism spectrum disorder. Other toxic substances may be autism-inducing. You may recall the CDC whistleblower who revealed the government's deliberate concealment of the link between the MMR vaccine, which is for measles, mumps, and rubella, and a sharply increased risk of autism, particularly in African-American boys. Mm-hmm. Other studies now show a link between children's exposure to pesticides and autism. Children who live in homes with vinyl floors, which can emit phthalate chemicals, are more likely to have autism. Children whose mothers smoked were also twice as likely to have autism. Research now acknowledges that environmental contaminants such as PCBs, PBDEs, and mercury can alter brain neuron functioning even before a child is born. This month, June, the USDA released a study finding that although there were detectable levels of pesticide residue in more than half of food tested by the agency, which is 99% of samples taken, were found to be within levels the government deemed safe. Yeah, sure. And 40% were found to have no detectable trace of pesticides at all. Do you think the CDC would tell us the truth? Come on now. The USDA added, however, that due to cost concerns, it did not test for residues of glyphosate. Let's repeat that. They never tested for the active ingredient in the most widely used herbicide in the world, Roundup. Cost concerns? How absurd. Unless they mean it will cost them too much in terms of the special relationship between the USDA and Monsanto. Hello, somebody. You may recall the revolving door between Monsanto and the federal government, with agency officials becoming high-paying executives and vice versa. Money, power, and prestige, it's all there. Monsanto and the USDA love to scratch each other's back. Clearly, this omission was purposeful. Don't leave out the CDC because they don't always tell the truth either. In addition, we have previously reported the number of adverse reactions from vaccines can be correlated as well as with autism through, though Stephanie says it doesn't correlate quite as closely as with Roundup, the same correlations between applications of glyphosate and autism show up in death from senility. Of course, autism is a complex problem with many potential causes. Dr. Stephanie data, however, is particularly important considering how close correlation is, and because it is coming from a scientist with impeccable credentials. Earlier this year, she spoke at the Autism One conference and presented many of the same facts that presentation, many of the same facts. That presentation can be seen on YouTube. Now, Monsanto claims that Roundup is harmless to humans. Yeah, whatever helps you to sleep at night, Monsanto. Bacteria, fungi, algae, parasites, and plants use a seven-step metabolic route known as the shikimate pathway for the biosynthesis of aromatic amino acids. Glyphosate inhibits this pathway, causing the plant to die, which is why it's so effective as a herbicide. Monsanto says humans don't have this shikimate pathway, so it's perfectly safe. Yeah, okay. We'll let you kind of measure in that, you know. So Dr. Stephanie Seneff points out, however, that our gut bacteria do have this pathway, and that's crucial because these bacteria supply our body with crucial amino acids. Roundup thus kills beneficial gut bacteria, allowing pathogens to grow, interferes with the synthesis of amino acids, including methionine, which leads to shortages in critical neurotransmitters, and folate. Chelates removes important minerals like iron, cobalt, and magnesium, and much more. Even worse, she notes additional chemicals in Roundup are untested because they're classified as inert. Yet, according to a 2014 study in Biomed Research International, these chemicals are capable of amplifying the toxic effects of Roundup hundreds of times over. Glyphosate is present in unusually high quantities in the breast milk of American mothers at anywhere from 760 to 1600 times the allowable limits in European drinking water. Urine tested shows Americans have 10 times the glyphosate accumulation as Europeans. Yeah, because they're probably not got GMO in their seeds, okay? In my view, the situation is almost beyond repair, Dr. Stephanie Seneff said after her presentation. We need to do something drastically. Yes, like right now, okay? But anyway, I hope you guys were listening to that seriously, because that is really important. I don't understand. You know how each generation has some kind of health issue that's real prominent. You know, like in the 70s, it was, well, 70s was kind of healthy because we were trying, you know, it was a hippie time. But it was kind of but by the 80s, a lot of autistic kids were being born. By the 90s, a lot of people were having cancer problems or diabetes. By 2000, diabetes and cancer had grown extra exponentially. So come on, each generation, there's something that is causing that. In fact, let me give you a quick little story. Did you know in the state of Washington, they are number two in the nation for breast cancer? Yes, yes. We know that they don't get a lot of sun in Washington State. It's a rainy climate. They call it liquid sunshine. So they have to have vitamin D to compensate for what they're missing from the sun. But still, there's got to be a reason. Why is that, that Washington State is second in the nation with breast cancer? Okay, something just ain't right, y'all, okay? But anyway, you can go back and listen to this. You can read about it on my blog on theessenceofsuccess.net. I have it on my blog, or you can listen to the show tomorrow if there was any aspects or parts of it that you miss reading. Okay. Now, next step up, let's head to entertainment. What's going on? Well, first up, Jamie Foxx is accused of slapping a woman with his penis. Say what? A woman has accused Jamie Foxx of slapping her in the face with his penis in 2002 after she refused his request for oral sex. And I'm sure he injured her face and put bruises and marks and scars on there, okay? Bitch, please. The woman was inspired to file a police report 16 years, y'all. Do you hear me? 16 years later because of the current Me Too movement. She also claims she wants the alleged incident recorded in case other accusers come forward. Okay, we're going to stop right there before we go any further. Number one, I appreciate, I respect, I honor the Me Too movement because a lot of women came forward that maybe wouldn't have if that hadn't come out. So I am thankful for that. I would also be more thankful if men came forward also, because with that Me Too, there were a lot of men that was being, from children and possibly grown men. Terry Crews said that about, what was it, one of the Hollywood agents or something reached his hand out and felt Terry Crews' penis while he was standing there with his wife, okay? But anyway, getting back, I would like to see more men come forward in that Me Too, because believe me, we'd honor you. We really would. Okay, but anyway, getting back to this woman, how stupid. 16 years later, and you just talking about because he on both sides of your face, you know damn well he didn't hurt you or scar you up. You just trying to get some money, okay? That's how I look at it. She ain't nothing but a ditch digger. No, she ain't even she's a ditch digger. I ain't going to say gold digger because she's going way out there. Foxx, meanwhile, says it's an absurd lie and is planning to sue the woman for defamation. His lawyer adds the alleged incident was not reported to law enforcement in 2002 or at any other time in the last 16 years until last Friday because the incident never happened. Bitch. According to TMC, the accuser told cops last week she and a friend were attending a party at Jamie's place in Las Vegas when he tried to get her to perform oral sex. She claims when she refused, Jamie smacked her in the face with his penis. Okay, now y'all, if you've ever had oral sex with a man, and even if he's playing with you, and you're like, nah, I ain't gonna do it, you know, he may do that to you, you know, go back and forth, but he ain't going to, like, hit you hard with his penis, but just to hopefully that you will change your mind. So, you know, she ain't hurt. It ain't nothing wrong with this heifer. According to TMZ, the accusers told cops last week she and a friend were attending a party, which I said. The woman tells TMZ that after the alleged assault, one of Jamie's friends told her she had to get out of the house. She claimed she went to a hospital the next day when she got back home to L.A. to get treatment for a severe panic attack. Oh, please. Please. And you wonder why I'm calling you a bitch, that I have no respect for you. Law enforcement sources say Vegas PD lists the case as an open investigation. Well, even Las Vegas PD, you some stupid motherfuckers. The statute of limitations has long since run out. Again, the statute of limitations has long since run out. It's 3 years in Nevada. Jamie's attorney, Allison Hart of Lavely and Singer, tells TMZ, Jamie emphatically denies that this incident ever occurred and will be filing a report with the Las Vegas Police Department against the woman for filing a false police report against him. The first time Jamie became aware of this woman's absurd claims about an incident that supposedly occurred 16 years ago was when TMC contacted his representative about the story. You see, why didn't she get an attorney right away and have her attorney to contact Jamie's attorney? Bitch, you just so full of shit. You want 15 minutes of fame. Jamie, I wish the hell you'd put her name out there so we can clown this heifer. You really should. You should put her name. I'm not saying you're perfect, Jamie. I'm not saying you don't have your faults. We all do. Ain't nobody perfect in this world. But that is so trivial because I know you didn't hurt her or bruise her, a panic attack. She didn't have no panic attack when she was in that bedroom with you before you pulled down your pants and pulled your penis out, did she? Bitch is lying. I'm in your corner about this, Jamie. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to find out what happened with Bill Cosby and Camille, that they're separated. Yes, Lord. All right, here we go. Now, y'all, don't you go nowhere, because you know we'll just be back in a couple of minutes while I go drink some water. Okay, here you go. This is Stevie Ray Vaughan coming at you on break.
Oh, hello, baby. Tell me, how have you been? We all have missed you, and the way you've been. The day is necessary.
Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914, and the website is theessenceofsuccess.net. Well, the time right now is about 6:27 on the West Coast and 9:27 on the East Coast. The temperature right now in Seattle, Seattle, is about 60 degrees, y'all. It's overcast. It did get up to 70, but I didn't feel it. But anyway, right now the temperature is 60 degrees, and it will be going down. Look for, next week. Well, let's see what's going on for the rest of the week right quick. So on Thursday, it will be overcast, but the sun will be out. Your temperature will be 66 degrees. On Friday, it will be 69 degrees, overcast with a little sunny. And Saturday and Sunday, well, your weekend day, 74 and 81 degrees. It's going to be a good day on Sunday, 81, and building on next Monday to 83. Still overcast days, so just to let you know. All righty. Well, now, let's get to the hot story going on right now, breaking news. Bill Cosby and wife Camille are living separate lives. Camille has reportedly moved out of the Pennsylvania mansion she shared with her husband, Bill Cosby, and has moved into their Massachusetts hideaway in the wake of his conviction and pending sentencing for sexual assault. He literally is home alone. She even took the staff with her. Hello, gone with it, Camille. Do you, girl? Cosby was convicted on April 26 of last month, drugging and sexually abusing Andra Constan in the same Chittleham, Pennsylvania estate where he is now confined with the ankle monitor. Y'all know that. You've heard the stories and everything, how he brought women even to the house and had sex with them. How Camille didn't know, I don't know. Maybe she was out of town or something, whatever. But according to Radar, Ms. Cosby has moved to the Massachusetts property with the chef, the multiple drivers, a house manager, and their three grown children kids, Erica, Evan, and Aaron, because you know the son died many years ago, and another daughter, she died, I think, it was last year or year before, year before she passed. So they just have three children left out of five who have not visited their father in months, according to the report. That was Erica, Evan, and Aaron, okay? They've been fighting and arguing since the verdict. She wanted a divorce, but he begged her to stay. Camille to the secluded town of Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, where we discovered her diving into their Olympic-sized pool three times a day, faring in groups of female friends to provide emotional support, and hawking family assets in the wake of Cosby's massive legal bills. Now, I kind of wonder about that because, you know, they've got millions of dollars. They ought to be up in over $100 million, I think two or $300 million. But anyway, tipsters exclusively squeal that Camille has already sold the former Jell-O pitchman's private jet. Get it, Camille. And is in the process of dumping his vast vintage car collection, as well as their California real estate holdings. Hello, because you know what? Where you going to drive? You're going to be in jail for a minute. You'll probably die there. So you ain't going to need them cars, and Camille could give a shit less. Cosby can only leave his home for visits to lawyers or doctors. An insider claims he's resorted to faking his illness, y'all. Does that surprise you? Don't surprise me. To try to arrange medical care in Camille's state in the hope that he can win her back. Really? You've been fucking up on your wife for 30-some years, okay? In other words, the whole marriage damn near was a lie. While Cosby remains confined to his home until his September 24th sentencing, he has been ordered to take a psychiatric test to determine whether he suffers from a manical mental abnormality. But he has furiously fought the order, refusing to cooperate with state investigators tasked with conducting the pre-sentence exam. Why, we all know you fucked up, Bill, so just go ahead and go along with the test. What you waiting for? Ain't nothing new on the board. Now that Camille's out of the house, insiders snitch that Camille plans to sell off their Pennsylvania and New York homes as soon as the prison cage door closes behind Cosby. Ha ha! Go on with it, Camille. You and your three daughters won't have to worry about anything. So anyway, that's the breaking news, y'all, and the latest that Bill Cosby and Camille are living separate lives. And she does want a divorce. So you know what? I don't know why she just don't go ahead and do the do, you know. But I guess she want to wait till after he's in prison and serving time, and she'll definitely be justified for the divorce as well as selling off all their goods, or most of them, I should say. Okay, next story up in entertainment is Robert De Niro. This is real short. At the Tony Awards, this is what Robert De Niro's answer was to Trump's. Fuck Trump's. De Niro got a standing ovation at the Tony Awards. Again, De Niro said, fuck Trump's. I don't care. He don't mean nothing to me, you know? He ain't nothing. Okay. I just had to have a little fun with that. So anyway, just pass that on. All right, now, going to television, also in entertainment. I love the show, y'all. Amazon is in talks to save Lucifer, which was recently canceled. I think it was on CW. But anyway, I am so glad. I hope they do pick it up because I love Lucifer. He is funny as hell to me. I'm sure the show ain't. It's a drama slash comedy, but more drama. Amazon recently picked up sci-fi's The Expanse after a strong campaign by fans to save it after its cancellation in May. Now it's considering picking up Fox's Lucifer. I'm sorry, it was on Fox, which was canceled last Friday after three seasons, which I don't know why. Amazon Studios head Jennifer Salk said in an interview with Deadline that the studio's in talks to bring it back, particularly because it's a big audience in the UK. Amazon says sci-fi's The Expanse is a critical favorite after it was canceled in May and now is considering saving another show that got the axe in May, Lucifer. Lucifer was canceled by Fox after three seasons. The series is based on a spinoff of the Sandman comic book. Neil Gaiman is one of the creators. Follows Lucifer Morningstar, a.k.a. the Devil. He is bored in hell and abandons it to go to Los Angeles, which is only a second hell, where he runs a nightclub and manages to become a consultant for the Los Angeles Police Department. Fox said that Lucifer was canceled due to its poor ratings, but it developed a devoted audience throughout its run, especially internationally. So its cancellation came as quite a surprise. In an interview, head of Amazon Studios, Jennifer Salk, told Deadline that the studio was considering bringing Lucifer back along with The Expanse. We were talking about Lucifer, Salk said. I know that international, especially the UK group, was really bullish on the show. Salk said she's heard conversation about saving Lucifer, but one thing is getting in the way. The first two seasons of the show are available on Hulu, which could potentially make the series pick up a little more complicated than The Expanse, which was already available to stream for Amazon Prime members. If Amazon does choose to bring Lucifer back for a fourth season, it would be the second show canceled by Fox in 2018 to get saved. The first was the cop comedy Brooklyn 99, which NBC picked up for another season less than 2 days after its cancellation. You know what, Fox? You're going down that drain real quick. So you might want to think about cleaning the swamp, okay? I mean, they already call your news channel, Fox News, fake news, which your president started that, and it's just escalated since then. But anyway, just better think about it, Fox. Your people up there in the know, they need to have some meetings and really think about some of the shows that they're canceling and what that effect will have on the other shows on your television station channel. Okay, well, off to finance we go. The $1.4 trillion U.S. surplus that Trump is not talking about. The United States has a surplus of $20 billion with China and a $1.4 trillion with the rest of the world. That's not a normal trade balance, of course, where the United States is registered as an annual deficit of more than $330 billion with China and about $550 billion worldwide last year, but an aggregate sales surplus, which measures both direct trade and the sales of multinational companies. Just looking at the goods and services trade deficit is misleading and doesn't capture the true size of United States business interests, according to the Deutsche Bank economists. While trade and corporate data aren't usually combined, if you add up all trade data, sales by the United States companies in foreign countries and foreign firms in the United States, U.S. companies have sold more to the rest of the world than any other countries have sold to the United States in the past 10 years. While Chief China Economist Zhang Zhuai in the report, President Donald Trump's determination to rein in this nation's trade deficit has put him at odds with the developed world, a stance that undermined an acrimonious G7 summit, because you know he walked out before they talked about the Paris Accord, in Canada this past weekend. China and the United States are meanwhile locked in negotiations to stave off a trade war, with Trump threatening to slap tariffs on at least $50 billion in Chinese imports after June 15. Well, you know what? That's after this weekend, after Friday. So come Monday morning, I don't know. They're saying with these tariffs and stuff that Washington State is really going to be in it. Not too good either. So, we're just, you know, we're just watching and learning too and see what all will happen. Okay, going to sports, we got to talk about NFL Earl Thomas. Boy, don't greed yourself out of a job. Well, Coach Carroll is disappointed Thomas is holding out, hoping he plays for Seattle in 2018. Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll was expecting Earl Thomas to show up for mandatory minicamp, so it's hardly surprising he's disappointed he isn't there. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network shared comments made by Carroll on Tuesday ahead of Seattle's first minicamp practice. "I'm just disappointed that he's not here and all that," Carroll said. "But, well, let's let it play itself out." When asked if he expects Thomas to be a Seahawk in 2018, Carroll said, "I'm hoping so. He's under contract." Those are not the comments of a confident man. Thomas wants a new long-term deal. He made it clear in a recent social media post that he's not going to show up for any team activities until he gets what he wants. Now, Thomas feels as though he has proven himself and he deserves to get paid more money. And you know what? Probably you do, but I still don't know how you can put a monetary effect on any human being. I don't care who you are, but you may do deserve more. But you know what? The world is a different place. It ain't like it was 5 years ago, Earl, where, you know, people were negotiating and they could bite maybe or tweak a little bit more in their contract. And this is why I'm telling you, Earl Thomas, you're under contract with the Seahawks, but you could also be sitting on the bench all year long and never get in there to play. So you need to think about really how Is it really necessary for you to get more money? Can you just capture what you have now and maybe come up in a year, go back to the table and sit down and talk and see if you can negotiate a better salary? Just take a year's contract for right now, because if you don't really look at things logically, you may not even be a Seahawk, okay? I'm telling you the truth. So you better think about it, Earl Thomas, before you put your foot in your mouth and suffer from some hoof and mouth disease. I tell you, times are different, and these tariffs that are coming in toward Washington State, please, you better be cool. Okay, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Philadelphia style. welcome back, everyone. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, another hot story right now in finance is AT&T will own Time Warner. Y'all remember when AT&T was a conglomerate? Breaking: AT&T wins. Judge approves acquisition of Time Warner, paving the way for creation of a media titan. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon ruled that the combined companies do not pose a danger to consumers, a decision that amounts to a resounding win for the two companies. Leon ruled that AT&T can move forward with its $85.4 billion acquisition of Time Warner without any conditions, such as selling certain assets or agreeing to refrain from raising prices. All right. Interesting, huh? I tell you, A&T don't give up. All righty. Well, nothing like slinging dirt is this title. GOP Representative Mark Sanford attacked by Trump over affair, defeated in South Carolina primary. Uh-oh. Republican Representative Mark Sanford, who was mocked by President Donald Trump on Tuesday of this week for a highly publicized extramarital affair, has been defeated in the South Carolina GOP primary, according to the Associated Press. The nomination was won by Katie Arrington, whom the president endorsed on Twitter hours before the polls closed. Arrington also ran campaign ads referencing Sanford's affair with an Argentinian journalist in 2009. Like I said, slinging dirt. Okay, well, let's go to wellness and healing for a minute here. And the first thing up I want to do is go green. You know, we're in the summertime now, okay? And, well, at least summer starts the 21st, next Thursday. But it's time to, if you haven't been eating healthy, why not start now, huh? Okay, well, one of the products I'm going to tell you about is Go Green Detox Juice. It is 2 stalks of celery, 3 stalks of asparagus, 1 green apple, you know you need a little sweetness there, and a handful of kale and 1/2 a cucumber. Mix together juice ingredients together and enjoy. Now, that's a good one. So remember, 2 stalks of celery, 3 stalks of asparagus, 1 green apple, a handful of kale, and 1/2 a cucumber. Now, for those of you that have pain, this may help a little bit. It's a pain relief tea. So I'm going to say this slow so you get this and try it out. I mean, it wouldn't hurt, but I would try it out if you, you know, have headaches or either, you know, concerns within your body that you don't, you know, don't really feel good or just kind of nagging or bothering you. This will help eliminate some aspects of that, okay? And it's called pain relief tea. Okay, you need turmeric, lemon, ginger, pepper, and cayenne. Now, I don't have the amounts. I would think accordingly you would know a little bit of this, a little bit of that, mix it all together. So for me, I would say maybe 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, 1/2 lemon, maybe 1/2 teaspoon or 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, and just 1/4 teaspoon of pepper and 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne. Mix it together, boil it up, drink it, and you're good to go. Well, you may not even have to boil it, to be honest with you. Just mix it all up, stir it real good in a bowl, and then pour it in a glass and drink it, okay? That's probably about the best way to go. Okay, and then I have one more, and this is how to store food properly. And I'm telling you this because it's summertime. People have fruits and vegetables sometimes sitting out too long, or they shouldn't have, and you'll end up getting sick. I almost call it the disease, which you get. Well, I'll just say you could get food poisoning, okay? So apples, they're good for 3 weeks. All your citrus fruits, they're good for 2 weeks. And some not even 2 weeks, because I'm going to tell you, I've bought bananas here for about the past month or so, and them suckers turn quick, y'all. I mean, in 3 days' time, they've turned for I can even eat them up good, because I buy a bunch, like five or six together. So, but anyway, they're saying it's 2 weeks. Ripe avocado is good for 4 days. That's the truth, because you know it'll turn black in a heartbeat. Berries are good for 5 days. So, you know, your blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, like that, they're good for 5 days. An unripe melon is good for 5 days. Now, ripe plums and peaches, if you're into canning or making jellies or just enjoy eating a peach or a plum, they're good for 5 days. Next up is pears. Pears are out right now. I bought some the other day. They're good for 4 days. Pears can go even a little bit longer. If you put them in a bowl that's aerated, they can last, I think, longer than 4 days, because I've had them longer than that and they were fine. Carrots will last 3 weeks before they get soft in your refrigerator. Cauliflower is good for 5 days before it starts getting dark. Celery, 2 weeks. And I'm going to throw this in. It's summertime for the kids. Put some peanut butter, cut a branch of the celery or a piece of the stalk of the celery, and just fill the whole inside with peanut butter and give it to the kids. So I'm going outside and play. All right. Very good. Sweet potatoes, they're good for 2 weeks, okay, for you people that it ain't sweet potato pie season, because, you know, that's usually Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. But if you do just eat sweet potatoes now and then, they're good for 2 weeks. Squash and marrows is good for 1 month. Bacon is good for 2 weeks. Now, I kind of challenge that because I've had bacon longer than 2 weeks. I think if you seal it properly and it's sealed up, you're okay. You can keep it in the freezer up to 1 month, okay? So if you put the bacon in the freezer and wrap it up good, it'll stay for a month. Okay, unopened cold cuts, 2 weeks. Live shellfish, 1 day. Remember that. If you're making gumbo, I'm there. Give me a call. Raw fish, meat, and poultry, if you keep it in the freezer now, it'll be good up to 6 months. In the freezer, not the refrigerator. Raw fish, meat, and poultry. Because you know chicken can go bad with a heartbeat and get salmonella. That's the word I was trying to, the word I was trying to think of when food goes bad. You don't want to get salmonella. Okay, eggs in a carton can last up to 2 weeks. I've had eggs longer than that. I've had them for up to a month. So I don't know. It says, or until the expiration date. So you might want to check that on the package. Now, unopened smoked fish in the refrigerator will be good up to 3 months. That's unopened smoked fish. You know, like smoke oysters, smoke salmon, which is really popular, okay, for 3 months. And then the last one is a cucumber. It is good up to 1 week before it becomes soft. Okay, so that's your health and wellness tips for the day. And I sure hope that you guys enjoyed the show here in the studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And like I said, if you want to hear the show, if you missed any of it and came in late, you can go to theessenceofsuccess.net, the website on the front page. Just scroll down, and the show will be there later on tonight, if not tomorrow morning. And you can listen to it for whatever that you miss hearing. And I thank you again so much from around the world in the chat room and on the phone for joining me today. I'll be back Friday at 6 o'clock for Friday Traffic Jams, huh? Okay, hope you join me. All right, have a good rest of the week, and if nobody's told you they love you, well, I do. Thank you.